937. I'm here at Gresham Transit Center, and there is a lady who has she's wrapped in a blue blanket. She has a black jacket on, blue tennis shoes, and a green and gray sleeping bag with a pink bag. And she's trying to get on the bus, but she apparently doesn't have any pants on. She says she's going to use her sleeping bag underneath herself, and that the clothes that she has in the pink bag are urine soaked. So I did tell her that I would not be able to take her. She says she's got yesterday's fare, and so she was hoping to be able to use that today.
Okay. Are her dirty clothes, like, wrapped up to where they're not going to make a mess if they come on the bus, or no?
Well, I don't really know. She's got this pink and pink striped bag, and she just said that the clothes that are in the bag are urine soaked. So, and the bag is cloth. So I assume that it might not, you know, be really safe in the bag as far as, you know, what might get on the seats and or that sort of thing.
Yeah, if there's a chance of that leaking, probably can't have it on the bus. But if she wants to leave those behind and then ride without her dirty clothes, she can do that. But we can send a supervisor that way as well.
Okay, she's actually not being terribly friendly anymore. So I'm not really sure if I want to. I could go ahead and tell her that and see what she says. She said she needs to go downtown and that we should just put leaves on the seat. So anyway, I thought I'd call and see what your advice was.
Okay, yeah, so if she comes back to you, you can let her know that. Otherwise, we have a supervisor heading over there that can explain that to her.
Okay, I see him now. I'll have a word with him. Thank you.
All right, thank you. 944.